Canton police made an arrest in a fatal shooting. Officers called to the 1500 block of Clarendon Avenue Southwest around 8:45 Thursday night. 21-year-old Stephon Dunn of Canton was discovered with an apparent gunshot wound to the back. He later died at Altman Hospital. Bond was set at $200,000 during a hearing at Canton Municipal Court this morning for 18-year-old Malachi Fortner of Canton. He was picked up Sunday and charged with murder and felonious assault. Police continue to investigate. Verdict will be delayed in the trial of a man charged in a fatal crash involving a charter bus carrying Tuskegee Valley local school students. 63-year-old Jacob McDonald of Zanesville pleaded not guilty to 26 counts, including aggravated vehicular homicide. Licking County Common Pleas Court Judge David Brandstuhl initially said he would reveal his verdict today or Tuesday. That has been pushed back to Friday at 1 o'clock. McDonald opted for a bench trial rather than leaving a verdict up to a jury. He was driving a truck on I-70 in November 2023 when it rear-ended an SUV and a bus carrying band members and chaperones from Tuskegee Valley. Three students died as well as three adults in the SUV. A boy died Sunday when his bicycle was hit by a vehicle. The Highway Patrol says a 9-year-old from Wellsville was riding in a private driveway along Route 7 just south of Beaver Local High School. The bike entered the roadway and was hit by a pickup truck driven by a Lisbon man. The boy was pronounced dead at East Liverpool Hospital. His name has not been released. The driver remained at the scene. The patrol is investigating. Request for bail was rejected for a teen charged in the shooting death of a girl at a Youngstown restaurant. It's the fifth rejection for 18-year-old Daniel Sellers, who went by the alias Legend Pless in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. He's charged with murder, felonious assault, and involuntary manslaughter. 15-year-old Amaya Montserrat was killed when gunfire broke out at a birthday party at a tavern at Southern and Ravenwood Avenues in April 2023. Sellers is being tried as an adult. Investigators say someone began firing after a fight broke out during the party. 21-year-old Son Peterson, who pleaded guilty to his role in the murder, has recanted his story. Members of the Northern Ohio Fugitive Task Force arrested a Youngstown man Thursday, 26-year-old Matthew Wittenberger, charged with felonious assault. Police responding to a store on Mahoning Avenue May 2nd found an employee outside on his knees. He told officers he tried to escort a customer who had been banned from the store when the customer knocked him to the ground and continued to assault him. Wittenberger was arraigned in municipal court Friday. Woman has been indicted after a raid at a Canfield business. Agents from the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force raided Harmony Foot Spa on West Main Street January 21st. 36-year-old Shen Zhang of Buford, Georgia, is charged with promoting prostitution, solicitation, and possession of criminal tools. The Vindicator reports the investigation was the result of complaints by another tenant in the building. The business had been open a week. Youngstown City School officials announced a reconfiguration plan Friday. Phase one of the plan taking effect this fall will see all juniors and seniors either choose a pathway at Chaffin Career and Technical Center or enrollment in College Credit Plus courses. In addition, the 2026-27 school year will see the current East High School site hold the new Unified High School and the current East Middle School site hold the new Unified Middle School. Names and mascots will be put to the public for input. The early college, middle, and high schools are expected to move into the old Cheney High School location in the 2027-28 school year. A second arrest warrant was issued for a former Youngstown mayoral candidate. The warrant issued last week against John White for an undisclosed issue. White was charged with domestic violence and disrupting public service May 2nd. He filed with the Mahoning County Board of Elections to run for mayor as an independent. According to WFMJ-TV, witnesses told Liberty Police White became angry with a family member who declined to run in White's place after he found out he was ineligible. He was arrested and released the same day. A property owner is suing a company which canceled plans to open a refrigerant plant in Youngstown. JPS Ventures says Zoetic Global breached its contract. The suit calls for Zoetic to pay nearly $528,000 plus interest. Cleveland-based company moved equipment out of its East Federal Street location last month. Zoetic was touted as making products which would replace current refrigerants. COO Charlene Grun told WFMJ-TV the move was due to a security breach which included the theft of intellectual property and proprietary information. Man charged in a shooting in Brookfield Township is sentenced. 30-year-old Joshua Bryant was arrested November 5th on a charge of felonious assault. He was sentenced to 3 to 4 years in prison after entering a guilty plea last week. Bryant reportedly shot 5 times at a Pennsylvania man who drove up to a home on Wahhabi Court October 30th. The incident reportedly occurred after an argument concerning the custody and registration of a dog. The car was struck by bullets. There were no injuries.